Your last year, last go around here, first 3 days, you're the anchor of that offensive line. Talk about this week, the progression.
Well, we've had a little bit of trouble. Lane's ankle's still not feeling a little bit well, so we've had to fill in some guys with him, but it's been pretty good. We've had to have Hunter kind of step in to take over that center spot for Keegan from last year, and he's learning pretty good and should get better.
Who are some of the younger ones that have really stepped up and played pretty good along that offensive line so far this year?
Well, we've been having McKinnon, Donovan, I think is his last name, playing in for Lane for a little bit, and then sometimes we'll have Josh Becker come in for me, and I'll go to Lane's spot. But there's another kid coming in, Jaime. He's doing pretty good on the line. Should be pretty good in the future, but that's about it.
Of course, defense, you played linebacker last year, and it looks like through the first few days of practice here, you've been playing some defensive end. What are some of the adjustments mentally you've had to do to get prepared for playing defensive end?
Just a lot of footwork and where to get to and what to do and which way they block me. It's getting easier, though.
Of course, you guys put the pads on tomorrow. Summer workouts leading up to this point, you guys are continuing to get better, maybe – still pretty prepared?
Yeah, I'm ready to hit somebody for sure, but I just really want to get those pads on tomorrow. I can't wait.
So just kind of, does it get tough after a while not having the pads on and just kind of using dummies for practice?
Yeah, it gets tough pretty fast because sometimes those guys like to hang on to those pads, and I kind of get a little bit angry sometimes, but it's just better to get pads on and be able to feel how it really will be.